Lac La Biche. The J.A. Williams, Jaws, senior boys basketball team beat their Cold Lake High School rival 68-50 Tuesday evening at the Bold Center. It was the first league game of the high school basketball season after an extended absence, almost two full school years of pandemic restrictions. Jaws coach Braden Torrezon says the team didn't take much time to get rid of the rust. He said they have been quick on their feet and worked very hard to prepare for the season considering how the pandemic has impacted sports. We didn't know what the competition was going to look like because it's been a year and a half, said the coach after Tuesday's home court win. We came in blind, we adapted, came out on top, followed the game plan and it worked. Fans allowed back in while the efforts of the team are apparent, having fans in the stands again, thanks to the relaxing of provincial pandemic health measures by the provincial government last week, has made a considerable impact on the team's performance. It's huge. It's a big difference with the crowd, said Torrezon. Ultimately, he said, it's about getting the kids back to participating and putting their love for the sport back onto the court. Passion is a big thing, and we do not lack passion. Every one of our guys wants to be on the floor 24/7. They just want to win and I love that attitude, he said. Bottom line is we get to play again, that's the main thing for the kids for sure. Girls win. The Jaws senior girls team also played their Cold Lake rivals in a Tuesday night game following the boys' match. They too came away with a win, more than doubling the visiting team 44-20. Juniors and next games. The Jaws boys junior basketball team had their first feel of the competitive hardwood in recent days, competing in a regional tournament in St. Paul last weekend. While they didn't come back with a win, Torrezon said the young squad gained lots of experience that will help them going forward. There will be more senior basketball action for Jaws fans next Tuesday as both the boys and girls squads host St. Paul. The girls team will start the doubleheader with tip-off going at 4:30. The boys' game will follow. Fans are welcome, absolutely encouraged, said Torrezon. While the bleachers are open, masking restrictions are still in place for spectators. With files from Rob McKinley.